So the phone rings early this morning, and since I don't have caller ID, I answer it with my usual hello. No clue who's wanting to talk at me. I know, I'm the last man in the industrialized nations of the world who doesn't have caller ID, so you're thinking I deserve what I get when I pick up. The price you pay for being a Luddite, I guess. The too cheerful voice on the other end starts right in with how am I today, and I say I'm just hunky-dory, and she says how glad she is I'm not the last person she talked to who is cranky as her mother-in-law, but before I can slide an answer in edgewise, she's off and running how she and the good folks for some breast cancer something or other are trying to do good in this miserable world, trying to save lives, I try my best to slip in and tell her we have our own charities, we trying to save the planet from disease and misfortune, would we help in some small way if they... I make another attempt at just send us a letter of commitment. Nothing would be too small. Anything would. Finally, I just talk over her, fully aware that now I'm the cranky mother-in-law from hell who won't save women's breasts from the ravages of cancer. The curmudgeon who won't write a check for some measly sum, too small to pay for their stamps and letterheads even, who would rather give to some other less worthy organization who, and I realize in mid-apology for my crappy life, she's hung up and moved on to the next name on her list. No more small talk, no appreciative mumbling, how we all give in our own small way, no goodbye, just a phone gone dead. So now, I'm not only feeling bad turning down what may very well be a legitimate organization dedicated to stopping cancer in its tracks, I'm pissed off. Great. Just flippin' great. This isn't the first time I've found myself in this position, feeling aggrieved and angry, but it's going to be the last time. No more listening to solicitations from now on. No, I'm channeling the last caller's mother-in-law from here on out. And unless I miss my guess, she's probably a nice old lady.